Thank you for being here. From the Lancasters and Greens, we give you our deepest appreciation for your being here and sharing this time together with us. This particular quilt that we just laid out there, the top of it was put together by my great grandma Key.
Yeah, there you go.
And then it was then put together and quilted by Grandma Hall, which was my mom's mom. So this quilt's been around a long time, and it's been a part of our family, and we've enjoyed it. Also want to give thanks to Denton and April for the slideshow presentation that was there. They collected all those pictures and put that together the last couple of days, and so appreciative of their work to see the changes through the time and to experience a little bit of history if you watch some of the pictures on how things have changed over that. Eula Jane Hall was born April the 13th, 1927, the fifth of five daughters to Ray and Julia Hall. Mom would later say that her dad never gave a hint that he was disappointed or sorry that she was not a boy. Fortunately, three sons were born after her, so there was a family of eight children. She grew up on a farm learning all the skills of a farm gal, milking cows, gathering eggs, bucking bales, weeding the garden, slopping the hogs. And because she was the youngest daughter, she also was the kitchen help for her mom. She loved school and graduated co-valedictorian of her high school class. She was a cheerleader and fell in love with a dashing basketball player named Ray Green. They were the king and queen of its 10th grade class. Dad joined the war effort before he finished his schooling. And during his training on the West Coast, his mom passed away and he was coming back for the funeral. His Navy buddies decided to play a trick on him, and they wired ahead, Western Union style, and told Mom's family that he was also coming back to marry her. They had very little time, but they hurried around, and they eagerly met the train, complete with wedding dress. There was a little surprise and some disappointment when that wasn't going to happen. But it was all taken in stride with typical country resolve. When Dad returned to the base, however, he decided to turn the trick. He never said a word. He just pretended as if nothing happened and just left his buddies wondering what in the world took place back in Missouri. She did marry that childhood sweetheart, and she raised three wonderful, happy, handsome boys. Absolutely. She was a den mother for the Cub Scouts. She was room parent at school. She was a stay-at-home mom that loved her family, and she supported all of our endeavors. During summer breaks, we were taught and learn valuable skills for life, like cooking and cleaning a variety of things. That included, but not limited to, dishes, pots and pans, floors, dusting, waxing and polishing floors, ironing and sewing. Our dad passed away shortly after their 40th anniversary, and she was a widow for 16 years. And that was a rough time for her. But she resolved to move forward and continued to be a force as a widowed lady taking care of other people. And that continued until Daryl swept her off her feet. And they started a new life together with 99 years of marriage experience between them. During those years, Mom helped renew the relationships of some of Daryl's family by planning trips to visit relatives. Mom was unwavering in her love for Dad and for Daryl, for her first family and her second family. But most importantly, she was unwavering in her love for her Lord and Savior. Ed will now lead us in a couple of songs.
Number 459, The Glory Land Way. I guess my memory is that every time I did a public thing, she always said how much she appreciated it, even when I knew I didn't do as good as I should have or could have. That's who she was. Number 459. I'm in the way, the bright and shining way. I'm in the glory land way. Telling the world that Jesus saved today, yes. I'm in the glory land way. I'm in the glory land way. I'm in the glory land way. Heaven is nearer and the way groweth nearer for. I'm in the glory land way. Listen the call, the gospel call today. Get in the glory land way. One birth, come home, or hasten to obey, for I'm in the glory land way. I'm in the glory land way. I'm in the glory land way. Heaven is nearer and the way groweth clearer, for I'm in the glory land way. Onward I go, rejoicing in His love. I'm in the glory land way. Soon I shall see Him in that home above. Oh, I'm in the glory land way. I'm in the glory land way. I'm in the glory land way. Heaven is nearer and the way groweth clearer, for I'm in the glory land way. Number 393. I'm satisfied with just cutting below a little silver and a little gold. But in that city where the ransom will shine, I want a gold one that's everlasting. I've got a mansion just over the hilltop in that bright land where we'll never grow old. And someday yonder I will never more wander, but walk on streets that are purest gold. Though often tempted, tormented and tested, and like the prophet, my pillow was sold. And though I find here no permanent dwelling, I know He'll give me a mansion my own. I've got a mansion just over the hilltop in that bright land where we'll never grow old. And someday yonder we will never more wander, but walk on streets that our purest gold. Don't think me poor or deserted or lonely. I'm not discouraged, I'm heaven bound. I'm just a pilgrim in search of a city. I want a mansion, a robe and a crown. I've got a mansion just over the hilltop in that bright land where we'll never grow old. And someday yonder we will never more wander, but walk on streets that are pure as gold. I've got a mansion just over the hilltop in that bright land where we'll never grow old. And someday yonder we will never more wander, but walk on streets that are pure as gold.
We'll now have a prayer with Luke from Lucas.
I'm a grandson, Lucas Green, so let's go ahead and pray. Lord God, we come before you today, recognizing you as our Creator and our King. We also come before you to give thanks for one of your creations and also one of your servants. Your Holy Scripture tells us that you knew us before we were born, and when our time on earth was done, you would bring the faithful back to you. Janie was one of your faithful servants, and we praise you for bringing her back into your presence. Help us to learn from her example as to what it means to be a follower of Christ. May we all strive to follow your word until we reach our heavenly reward. And again, we thank you for being our Creator and our King. Amen.
Amen. Now we'll have a reading from Stephen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I am the one of Green Grandma, as we called her, as great-grandsons. I would like to share with you all Psalms 119, verses 1 through 8, which reads, "Joyful are the people of integrity who follow the instructions of the Lord. Joyful are those who obey His laws and search for Him in all their ways. They do not compromise with evil, and they walk only in His paths. Oh, that my actions would consistently reflect your decrees. Then I will not be ashamed when I compare my life to your commands. As I learn your righteous regulations, I will thank you by living as I should. I will obey your decrees, so please do not give up on me."
I like the idea of that psalm and the comparison. Mom was one that people have talked about her and Daryl always showing up at services whenever the doors were open. And sometimes they'd have to decide the ladies' class whether or not they would have ladies' class if the weather's too bad, because they knew that they had ladies' class here, Mom would show up. So they had to check the weather first. But more than that, she was a lady that lived her life. It wasn't just about attending church. It was about being with people and interacting and sharing and uplifting others. In the book of Philemon, we find Philippians, we find these words: "Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need. Thank Him for all that He has done. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus." 4th chapter, verses 6 and 7. In my experience, reading, teaching, and preaching the Scripture is relatively easy compared to living the Scripture. Putting it into practice is a lot more difficult than just listening to it or reading it. And it's especially difficult, I think, sometimes for some people when family ties have been broken by death to find the areas for thankfulness. There's just disappointment and pain. But Paul, even though he was in a prison cell, wrote to these folks and said, whatever you do and all that you do, thank God for all your circumstances. Be there. So how is it that we thank God today in Mom's passing? Well, three things I'd like to leave you with. First of all, we can be thankful for memories. Man was created in the image of God. God remembers, we remember. We have this ability, this intelligence, emotions and will, and we can draw on all that to remind ourselves and bring ourselves to situations where we appreciate what others have done or circumstances that have been there. Funerals are bittersweet experiences. Bitter because we've lost someone that we care about and love. But sweet because we have the opportunity to reconnect and have these memories flow and remind us, bring joy to our lives. We'll have weeping, but we also have laughter and good times with remembering. Because God has given us the ability to remember, we can be thankful. The family wrote out several memories that they have, and you can see those on the tables as you go out. I kind of printed those out, but I wanted to summarize some of the memories we have about Mom and maybe who she was. Unconditional love, whether you were hers by birth or not. She was always in motion. She loved games. Uno, Romeo, Skip-Bo, Connect Four, Dominoes. And if you won a game, you earned it. Breakfast consisted of two very small juice glasses, one for the juice and one for the milk. IHOP for birthdays and Mother's Days. She was small in stature, but mighty in inner strength. Camping trips, fishing trips, exploring trips, sailing trips. You had a trip, she was up for it. She just liked to go. She was strength and kindness and love. She was lemon cookies and jello cookies and angel food cakes, confetti angel food cakes for your birthday. She was attentive, invested in you. You could talk to her about anything. It was always fun to drop by so that she could ooh and ah over Halloween costumes. Memories were walking down Pittman Road to the bridge that went over I-70 so that you could just stand and watch the cars go by. And being so flustered after Daryl asked her to marry her, she was pulled over for speeding. After explaining to the officer what happened, he gave her just a warning. And Sam has something he'd like to share.
Yeah, remembering is something my mom liked to do. And a lot of times, you know, through the years, she may forget. So she kept writing things down. You'd be surprised how many things I found that were written down. We were looking through a lot of stuff. And, you know, one time I was trying to think of when was I actually baptized. Well, we found a sheet of paper. Now, none of this is written on standard paper. It's scraps of this, scraps of that. There's a piece of paper about that wide, about that long. It had Dan, Jim's, and my dates we were baptized on, written in her handwriting. So, boy, she saved this somewhere, so it helped me to remember. So when you're looking through the stuff, there's a lot of things I found. And this one thing I want to do about this, about my mom, is she loves... No, other brothers have this too, but I got a special card here. Picture of me. She writes the date, 1957. I didn't remember that. But it was written on here, I love you, to Mom for Mother's Day. And I thought, well, Mom, I still love you. And I appreciate the mom you have been to me. And even though we've saved, you know, you save a lot of things. And we just have to ask and she will come up with something for you. One thing she did save was our grade cards, kindergarten through 12. When we got married, they were given to us all. I believe everyone of the brothers got their stack of grade cards. And, Mom, I want to apologize. I destroyed mine about 2 years ago. But I did save it for that long. And I have another card here that she wrote, or that I wrote. It was a poem, but I will not read it. I was not very good at that time. But she does.
Roses are red. Roses are red.
It started like that. But not only did she remember things, she put it down in writing, and there's a lot of stuff we're sharing with family now that she has written that is really interesting, and I think it'll help us all to understand what kind of loving person she was. But she wanted us to know and to remember things like that. So thank you, Mom.
Well, and no good memory would be complete unless you had a little scandal. Well, the sisters loved to go to lunch together. And so the birthday girl of the month would get to choose the restaurant for their date. And after they got there, they would get the bill, and the sisters then would split the cost. And so calculators would get out, and they'd calculate down to the penny how much each person owed to pay for their meal and the sisters' meal. Well, one very unusual month, one of the sisters heard about a new restaurant in town and chose that restaurant. When all of them finally arrived, the hostess was very perceptive, and she said to them, "You don't really want to be here, do you?" And they didn't, and they left. The restaurant? Hooters. We can be thankful for memories. I'm sorry I was in that one, too. That would be great. Okay, we can also be thankful for relationships. Grief is the price of relationships. In spite of the pain we feel right now, we will courageously go on and continue with relationships, because that's how we were made. God put us together to depend upon each other. The first institution in Genesis 2, God said, it's not good that man be alone, because we need to be together. The second institution was the church. And the church is designed for people to be together, to have a relationship, not only with Christ, but with each other. As we're here today, this is a witness to an extended family that really has eternity in its veins. It's a marvelous thing. You may be here today for a variety of reasons. Some of you have known Mom for a long time. Some for just a little while. Some of you are relatives by birth or marriage. Some of you may even have shown up because you didn't really know Mom, but you knew one of us, and that you were honoring her through us. Relationships matter. They bring us together. And we need to thank God for those relationships. God made us so that we can feel grief and pain. But He made us to pull together and encourage and edify one another as well. And it might be good for us to note that because God created us for this need for a relationship, God also has a need for a relationship. And so when we break our relationship with God, He is also pained. He wants you to be in relationship with Him as well. And finally, we can be thankful for eternal life in Christ. One of the best known scriptures, John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." The passage certainly speaks about eternal life in Christ. If we believe in Christ, He has promised us everlasting life. And that's something to be thankful for, but that's not the whole story. And Mom would want you to know the whole story. 1 Corinthians 15:1-4, Paul said, "Now I want to remind you, brothers, of the gospel I preached to you, which you received, which you stand in, and by which you are being saved. if you hold fast to the word I preach to you, unless you believe in vain. For I deliver to you as of first importance what I also received, that Christ died for our sins in accordance to the Scripture, that he was buried, and that he was raised on the third day in accordance with the Scripture. So we see the little diagram. God, he came from heaven to earth for us. He went to the cross to die and was buried. And he rose again, just as he said. But that's not the end of the story there. In Romans, the 6th chapter, do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ were baptized into his death? We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, in order that just as Jesus was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in a newness of life. For if we have been united with him in death like his, we shall certainly be united with him in a resurrection like his. We know that our old self was crucified with him in order that the body of sin might be brought to nothing, so that we would no longer be enslaved to sin. And so, you have the opportunity to appreciate all that Christ has done for you by you going to the cross and having your old self die in the watery grave of baptism and to rise to walk in newness of life. Because he is coming again. He is coming again to bring his own. We can be thankful for memories, for relationships. And if we believe in Christ and follow his commandments, we can be, like Mom did, thankful for eternal life. Downstairs, just this past week, there was a class of young people here, 60 of them or so. They left a note on the board, on the whiteboard down there. Revelation 14:13. And I heard a voice from heaven saying, write this down. Blessed are those who die in the Lord from now on. Yes, says the Spirit. They are blessed indeed, for they will rest from their hard work, for their good deeds follow them. And Mom Deeds have followed her as you have shared stories with us. And she is resting now, and we glory in that. Tim is going to lead us in another song.
I'm sure I could relate some memories. Dan and I, we were never apart. We've been all over practically every meeting that was available. We were there. I spent many, many hours in their home because of that relationship. So relate a story that is sort of unrelated, but it stuck with me. We sat at the table having dinner, and she brought out something I had never had before. It was fried okra. I was fearful. And yet, I found it very good, very tasteful. I haven't eaten it since, but I did enjoy it that day. The graciousness that was in that home was very memorable. And I appreciate Dan's one of my best friends, and I have learned a great deal from him. Let's sing number 444. Sing to me of heaven, sing that song of peace. From the toils that find me, it will bring release. Burdens will be lifted, that are pressing so. Showers of great blessing, or my heart will flow. Sing to me of heaven, let me fall beneath dream. Of its golden glory, of its pearly gleam. Sing to me when shadows of the evening fall. Sing to me of heaven, sing the sweetest song of all. Sing to me of heaven as I walk alone, dreaming of the regrets that so long have gone. David, fairer region from the angels' throng, hearing happy as they sing that old sweet song. Sing to me, oh heaven, let me fondly dream of its golden glory, of its pearly gleam. Sing to me when shadows of the evening fall. Sing to me of heaven, sing the sweetest song of all. Sing to me of heaven, tenderly and low. Will the shadow for me rise and swiftly go? When my heart is weary and the day is long, sing to me of heaven, sing that old sweet song. Sing to me of heaven, let me find my fondly dream of his promise, golden glory, of his pearly gleam. Sing to me when shadows of the evening fall. Sing to me of heaven, sing the sweetest song of all.
Now we'll have a prayer by David.
Let us pray. Our most merciful Father, we conclude this service with both sadness and joy. Sadness that our dear sister Janie has left us. Joy that she is with you and not constrained by age or disease. We thank you for the time that you gave her to us, for the lessons she taught us by speech, and the more important lessons that she taught by example. As we depart this place, help us remember those lessons. We thank you for your Son, whose sacrifice gives us the hope that we too could spend eternity with you. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
We request that you remain seated because the family is going to escort Mom's casket out and then we'll come back and dismiss you. So we'll get Daryl into his wheelchair.